Okay.
Hello, Facebook land, and anywhere else you might be watching or listening. It is I, the great, the all-powerful Jason Lavelle, and I am wearing my fancy shirt today. It's like a crazy iridescent purple fish scale type material. It's amazing. I love this shirt. But anyhow, we are starting about 5 minutes late today because I was rushing home after my younger brother's wedding, and I couldn't quite get here in time. So I apologize for the brief delay there. But now we are on track, and this is the Creative Edge Publicity Showcase. We have some amazing guests on tonight, and I can't wait to introduce you to them. As soon as Katie changes the screens back, I'll be able to read their names. our first guest tonight is a woman we all know and love. It is the great Katie Salaitis.
Oh, I get to go first? Wow.
Yeah.
What an intro. You're doing good with the intros, Jason.
I really wanted to live up to last week's, but I am so tired after all of the wedding stuff and weddings are hard, man. It's hard to be a guest at a wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but nobody cares about that. We want to hear about you guys. We have the lovely, my good friend, Miranda O. Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
I love your setup there too. It looks like you're outside and
yes. Yes. It's, you know what? The set was set, but I had to spin it around a few times to not get a wind backdraft. So I'm glad it's working for me. It's working for everybody. It's great.
It's looking good. I like it. And down in the bottom right-hand corner, we have Josie McCade. How are you, Josie?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. And then Catherine Hudson, who turned her camera the right way.
Yes! It worked. Yeah.
Hey. Awesome. And then the great Tosca Lee.
Hello.
Oh, so you know, I'm kind of like the odd one out tonight. I like this though. It's just like hanging out with all my girlfriends. I love it.
All of them. Yes.
All of the them. Thorn between all the roses.
You're officially one of the girls tonight.
I like it. I like it.
Last so week you're old, so maybe this week you should put a wig on.
What? We were just talking about wigs the other day, me and my daughters, and how we should get wigs for fun.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that would be cool. So tonight is kind of a special night. Creative Edge Publicity is sponsoring this show, and we have all these wonderful guests on that you are all clients of Creative Edge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'm not. I'm a media person.
You're a media person? What does that mean? Ooh. What do you do?
Well, I am senior news editor for Readers Entertainment News. As an aside, they also do marketing, publicity, book trailers, but I do the blog for them. So I'm always pimping, for a better word, authors, new books, etc. I'm also an author on the other side, but I do that primarily, marketing and promotion.
I love that term, pimping for authors.
Yeah, wonderful.
That's what it is.
Well, I was a librarian for almost 18 years, so I'm pretty good at pimping authors.
Yeah. Love it. We need as much of that as we can get, really.
Yeah. Right? We do.
Oh, hang on, I gotta shut Facebook off there so I stop getting those little dings. All right. Okay. So I have to call special attention to Miranda O. Not only because her hair looks fabulous tonight, but you were Creative Edge's. You were their first ever client, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was actually, and it kind of just sparked up on a work trip, not a book or anything to do work trip. It was a work trip, and Mickey, he and I were on the road for like 2 weeks together, and I was in the midst of writing my first book, and he's like, you mean, like, you want me to help you out? I was like, yeah, like I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just writing. Like I just had a story. I didn't know where to take it. I didn't know what to do. And so he kind of sat down with me and put out a plan, and then I launched my first book. It was like, bam, I was all over Western Canada. And he did that. And he was like, man, I really enjoy this. I'm going to do this for, like, you know, more people. And I was like, well, if you're going to help more people, then you're going to help me. And then we're going to help each other. And it's like a win-win. It's a twofer. It's an all for love. And it's blossomed into this wonderful little family. And I absolutely love being a part of it. I feel like so underneath everybody else compared to, you know, the showcase that we host as a family here.
You started it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. You're welcome. But now it's all you guys too that help get us farther and farther, right? So it's a team effort.
And you actually, so you knew Mickey before he even started the company, huh?
Yeah.
You were actually the inspiration for Creative Edge.
Yeah, that's profound. Should be a little hair flip and be like, yeah, I was.
So what kind of guy is Mickey? You know, what's he like as a person to work with? I mean,
straight for the throat. Look at that.
Oh no.
Hey, yeah. He told me I could ask hard questions.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he did. And he's like, hey, you know, ladies, be truthful. And I was like, I got nothing but the truth for you, Mickey, and love.
I think I've told my daughters that once, that they could tell me what they thought truthfully, and I'll never do it again. I'm like, oh no, that was a bad idea.
Just scale it back 50% and then tell me what you feel. Yeah. Right. you know, Mickey is a unique character because he's super warm and fuzzy and kind and intellectual, and then but then if he wants something and there's anything that stands in his way, that thing is going to be removed by Mickey. Like, he'll pick it up and he will pop it to the side and he'll say thank you, and then he'll just keep moving on, like no big deal. And you're like, wow, you're amazing. Like, he does all the hard work for us. Like, this is where you're supposed to go. This is what you're supposed to do. Be prepped and ready. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. It's like when your mom put your clothes out before school when you were a kid. Mickey does that for me in my box.
And everything matches. It's like the perfect...
Why do you think my hair looks so good today?
I'll make an appointment with Mickey.
Right? Yes, do it.
Mickey is extremely passionate about books and about sharing the word about his clients' books. He's super passionate about it and what he does, and believes strongly that everybody should be reading the books that his clients write, and he's really, really passionate about getting them out there in front of people. Mm-hmm. So
very much so.
Well, yeah. Miranda mentioned that that he does a lot of the hard work for you guys. You know, Tosca, what kind of work is he doing for you? What is he doing to make your life better?
Well, I'm gearing up for a book release in less than 4 weeks right now. So he's doing a lot of stuff right now. I mean, he's contacting everyone from libraries. I mean, I've got a really aggressive kind of library tour schedule happening in the state. It's the first time I've ever done that. But these books happen to be based in large part in Nebraska, where I live. And also he's contacting media. He's setting up interviews, podcast interviews. The list is very, very long, but we're gearing up for this book release. And the thing I love about him is how responsive he is. I can say, okay, look, I've got a great idea. Or I just saw this, or I just found this cool, you know, podcast or whatever. Can you pitch me over there? And he's on it.
That's awesome. And speaking of podcasts, now that I've got a captive audience with you, because I know A Single Light is coming out in less than a month now.
Less than a month.
I'd love to get you over on the Raven again to chat about it.
Love to.
Sweet. I'll contact your publicist and set that up. Could you send me his info later?
And speaking of which, you know, I was able, because of Mickey, to go out to Michigan. And so I was on Jason's podcast, and we did it in person out there at the library. And so that in Holland, Michigan, and that was fabulous. So
yeah, that was a ton of fun. I'm really happy we got to do that. In fact, Miranda O was also out this summer live, set up by Creative Edge to come out to Michigan. And the only lady here besides Josie, because I just met you, Josie, that I wasn't able to have out was Catherine. But we've got to make that right sometime. We're going to have to do some kind of live event. Because from what Josh Pantelarevko awesome. Says, you're kind of an awesome lady to talk to.
Well, I pretend, by the way, you had a cameo in my interview with Josh. I don't know if you heard that.
What? It's
Jason.
I haven't listened. It's on my queue to listen to tomorrow. Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. Well, chill for you. It's just your name.
Oh. Well, come on, you're building it up here. Now I'm going to go in so excited. Well, Catherine, how did you hook up with
Creative Edge? That's how you get people to listen.
Oh, good, good. How did you hook up with Creative Edge and Mickey?
Interesting, Mickey contacted me. So I had just started doing live videos on my Facebook page and connecting with readers who were interested in who are interested in the kinds of things that I really super enjoy and love geeking out about also. So I was getting really comfortable with putting myself out there and live videos. And then I just got a message from Mickey that said, hey, are you by any chance represented by a publicist? We started talking after that, and it just kind of went uphill from there. So I've had a lot of other authors, people that I know, ask me like, hey, can I pick your brain about how to get a publicist and how I can get in on this awesomeness that you have been experiencing over the last 6 months or however much, right? And because everybody wants some, we're just gonna say like what Mickey is able to provide for us is something that I think everybody wants. But I wasn't able to give anyone an answer because he just found me. I've felt a little useless that way, but it's been working out fantastically.
Okay. Well, so in the spirit of asking tough questions, we'll play this. Well, I'll ask a question and we'll have each of you give your answer, and which is going to be really hard for the last person because the other people are going to take off the good answers. All right. So let's,
it's like Family Feud.
Well, let's start with Josie, and we'll kind of go Josie, Catherine, Posca, Miranda.
All right.
So, and this is the question is, why do I want a publicist? I'm an indie author. I'm a small press author. Why do I want a publicist?
Well, aside from being a media person, I am a small press and independent author. And the hardest part of the job is getting marketing, is getting your name out there, is getting noticed in the flood of books. And to me, there is a reader for every book that's out there. But the difficult part is you are a small business as an independent author. So you're wearing the hat of the author and editor and, well, have an editor. Don't do that. Send it out to an editor. But all of your marketing and your graphics and the social media that comes along, and it gets to the point you're doing so much of that, the writing will actually start taking a back seat. So unless you have someone out there to help this process along, you tend to get lost in Amazon's flood of books and you don't get noticed. So to me, that would be the biggest reason for having such as Creative Edge of promotions and marketing and media person to help with that.
That marketing burnout is such a real thing too.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
And everything suffers because of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything suffers if you don't get it out there. And when you're working so hard to get it out there and you do get your name out there and you do get review sites lined up and blogs lined up, you're constantly writing blog posts and sending graphics and sending pictures and things like that. And then again, the writing starts to take back seat. So it's kind of the same, you're beating the same dead horse unless you have somebody out there to help you get the name out, get the book out, and get some publicity for you.
Yeah, I've always I've always wondered about that. That saying is what the beating a dead horse. I mean, why would you beat a horse to begin with? Why and why beat a dead horse? I mean, I don't.
It's got flies all over it or something. That's
right. Something to look up later, Jason.
Yes. Like,
glasses. Yeah. Why?
They've got something to say about it, I'm sure.
Well, Catherine, what do you think? Why should we get a publicist?
Why get a publicist? So my specialty as an author is writing, right? And I know my stuff in inside and out. I have absolutely no idea how to network with the kinds of people that I need to be networking with in order to get my books into the right hands. And Mickey absolutely does. And a good publicist absolutely does. And for me, it's the knowledge that he brings about, you know, which different media outlets, which kind of blogs and radio interviews and podcasts and everything are going to be the best fit for my work and for in that I write. So I'm not, you know, there's not going to be any kind of romance blog or podcast with my stuff on it because no one's gonna like it. but it's a perfect fit in that he any good publicist and Mickey especially to market the author knows how to market the book and knows who to market it to and connect the two of those with
Okay. That's absolutely valid too. And in this industry, mm-hmm. it's not always what you know or what you do. It's who you know and who you can get your stuff out.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%.
Tosca, what do you think?
They're taking all the good answers. That's what I'm absolutely. I mean, I could spend all day trying to pitch myself to different things, but then I'm not spending that time with my kids or spending that time writing. And so there is that. But then the other thing is I don't have the kind of list that a professional publicist have. They have a list of all the people in, you know, the magazines, media, newspaper, radio. They've got all that stuff and know how to find it and track those people down because that is their job. In fact, their list is one of their most prized assets. So I don't have those relationships or those people's contact information. So there's only so much that I could do on my own, even if I spent all day doing it. And also, you know, that said, I being traditionally published, I'm published through Simon & Schuster. I have a publicist there in-house, but that publicist also has a giant list of authors that they have to divide their time between. And that time gets divided up, you know, you get a certain amount of time right around your release. But guess what? I need to market and publicize my stuff year round, you know, weeks and months even after it's come out, because what I don't want is for that quick, you know, little spark to die off. And then nobody hears about my books after that, because as I think it was Catherine, who said that, you know, the discoverability part of our job is so difficult these days because there's so much stuff, you know, so many books and so many authors all vying for reader attention. So, you know, to be able to have that, I call it, you know, having a secret weapon, basically, because that's how I feel like I've got a secret weapon and I can say, you know what, I feel like I really need to try to do more radio. Or I need to reach out here. And so Mickey and I will discuss. And then he goes and he works his magic and we go from there. So
Talk makes a great point, though, about the not just publicizing the book when it comes out, but having to continually publicize that book, you know, after 3 months after, 6 months after, 9 months and beyond, because the book is going to be fresh and new to a new person finding it. And you've got to constantly be out there because new people will find your books that way. Otherwise, if you publicized it right as it comes out, you've cut most of the market out.
Yeah. Well, and I think that it's worth repeating what you said, Tosca, is that you have a publicist from your Big Five publisher at your disposal, but you've still chosen to hire the Creative Edge because you felt like there was a gap there that needed to be filled. And so I think that's an important thing to remember is, you know, just because you've made it to the Big Five, which is where 99% of all young authors are trying to get is into the Big Five. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean your work is necessarily done. So,
no. And don't get me wrong. Those publicists are great. They know what they're doing, but they are spread thin. So, and, you know, when your book comes out later in paperback, for instance, they've already given the time that they had for you. They can do maybe a few more things, but, you know, meanwhile, I'm trying to let the world know that it's now out in paperback, for instance, or mass market or whatever. And so, you know, for me, in my mind, on this side of things, that work is never over. And so I need a partner that will help me continue that work indefinitely.
Well, Miranda, they've had some great answers here. So you've got a lot to live up to here. And you know what I love is that we match tonight, Miranda.
I know. We match all the time.
I feel connected. I really do.
Jason, we are connected. We are. It's okay. I get it. But going back, I have an answer that hasn't been spoken about yet.
Nice.
Besides everybody's wonderful points and valid, truthful points, the kind of the top, the next layer that I want to add to why get a publicist and why Creative Edge is the mere support system. Like, I don't do this full time. I do several other jobs and careers. So this, I don't have the time to dedicate my entire focus. And so when I put effort into it, I want to make sure that I'm putting the right kind of effort into it, and with a strategic approach, and, you know, and I'm taking the action steps that are going to actually get me to where I need to be. And I wouldn't know how to do that if I didn't have Mickey coach me. You know, like, I come to him, I'm like, oh my God, this is gonna be such a great idea. And he's like, no, no, no. And I was like, but no. No, no, no. And I was like, okay, fine. And of course, like, he explains it to me after, and then the light bulb goes off. But just having that support system, like, you have your editor, who is fantastic, but they are strictly about the words on the page. They're not about coaching you as a human being to be a better business for yourself, right? We have our publisher that does what they do as well, and they're trying to sell books, which is great. But again, what can I do as a being to better represent myself? And Creative Edge has definitely helped me evolve over the last few years that I've been partnered with them.
You know, Miranda, I always love talking to you because you always seem to bring up things that are really relevant to me personally. It's kind of creepy, but I have wasted I have wasted so much darn time, you know, pursuing this type of advertising or that type or this type of marketing, or and poured so much time and energy and money into this or that, and only to have things not pan out. And it's like, you know, if I had somebody just to guide me in the right direction, oh my God, that would take so much anxiety off of me. Oh my gosh.
Right? It takes the world off of your shoulders, and then you get to just do you. Right. Yeah. And that's what we are at the end of the day. When you strip it down, we are artists in our own way. And artists, we want to do we want to do us the best, however that may come out. And we get
there it is.
Right. There it is. But we get so turned up in advertising ourselves, marketing ourselves, making sure we do our social media, making sure we do this, making sure we do that. Just having that little support system, you know, it's usually the angel and the devil. Most of the time, Creative Edge is the angel kind of guiding you along the way. So it's a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's awesome to hear. Well, and okay. So I see, I've been trying to think of these questions that are just like tough and borderline mean all day. because Mickey really wanted us to ask mean questions. Oh, wait, he didn't say mean. He said
wanted tough. Mean questions.
Maybe.
Tough questions. Yeah.
But,
Here, make them all sound like you're too
far. Oh, yeah, Josie, go ahead.
Just a quick note on the media side of it, running a blog and promoting authors and doing all of those things. When I holler at Mickey, email and say, hey, I'm doing a special, does anybody have spring books or books with cowboys or whatever the topic may be, do authors decorate their office for Christmas and would anybody like to do a promotion? He always sends me everything. And the one thing that I get, because it's insanity, if I get it just direct from an author, about 80% of the time, they send stuff and they don't have all the links there. So then I have to go out and look for the book cover and look for the blurb and look for their website and look for their social media to bring it back to give them publicity. And when I get it from Mickey, it's all there in a nice little pack. It makes me very happy.
Yeah.
And I bet that you are, this is just me guessing, I bet that you are much more likely to help to promote authors that you have all of that information for right away than the ones that you've got to go digging for all of this crap all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. It makes my job much easier. And then I think, wow, they've really got it together. So they're impressing me. And then I'm more apt to, when I do specials like at Christmas, Easter, holiday, like do you have a Valentine's book? Then those are the authors I'm going to go to first because I know they're going to send it to me, the format I need, the size graphics I need, and I can just post and promote.
Right. Is it kind of like reading the submission guidelines and actually following them correctly the first time?
Yes.
That's important.
Yeah, like people submitting a romance to a sci-fi publisher. So, yeah. Right.
Isn't it funny how we all deal in words and don't follow directions half the time?
Oh, yeah.
Guilty. Guilty. Yep.
I don't know if anybody ever puts in like Uber Eats or Skip the Dishes. I don't know if you guys have either of those down in the US, but you put in the delivery instructions and then they still can't find out where I live. Oh. And then they call me. They're like, hello. And I'm like, hi, I'm here. I'm like, no, you're not here because I'm here and you're not here. But like all of the instructions are on the app in the delivery instructions. Oh, okay, bye. No. Yeah. Okay. As long as I get the food, I don't care. It's okay.
We have an interesting question.
Yeah. Can you read that for us, Katie?
Yeah. Zan says, has there ever been a really strange request from publicists for any of you guys to help drum up publicity? I can talk. I can really talk.
Yeah. Words are good.
Publicity. I said it. There we go.
What do you think, guys? Any bizarre requests? What has Mickey made you do?
Ooh, see, now I get into the hard questions.
See, for me, it's the opposite. It's what has Mickey stopped me from doing?
Well, yeah, I believe that.
I feel like it's more like that, you know? It's like, I told him the other day, I said, you know, what were we talking about? I said something like, you know, I could get arrested. Oh, we were talking about storming Area 51. So, yes. and he's like, you're not really. Yeah. I think that's what we were talking about. And anyway, I said, you know, as my publicist, part of your job is to respond to questions when I get arrested and stuff. So get your canned response ready because, you know, who do they reach out to for comments? So.
Yeah. Yeah, that Google search bar is going to do us all in.
I like it.
Get prepared.
Well, I'll be there taking pictures, so I'll document the whole thing for you. It's going up on your website.
My mom called me and said, "Do you have bail money on hand?" And I said, "You might just want to do that." So,
just in case, backup plan.
Well, that's kind of aliens. Okay.
You know what I want? And if Mickey, we keep talking about Mickey, we should probably tell people who Mickey is. Mickey is the creator, the lifeblood of Creative Edge Publicity. He's the OG man. So anyhow, that's who Mickey is. He's a good guy. You know, I would like to do, Mickey, if you're out there, I would like to bring Spilling Ink or my other show, The Raven. I want to bring this baby on the road. That way authors in their own town can come out and come to a convention and be like, boom, there's Spilling Ink. Let's do an interview.
That'd
be fun. Yeah. Yeah. We've been talking about that for years. We just need somebody to help us set it up.
Yeah, if only we knew somebody who was good at getting in contact with people and had connections and stuff like that.
Yeah. Hashtag opportunity.
So here's my next tough kind of mean question. So why should we listen to you guys? What do you bring to the table? You know, why do we respect your opinion on this? Because that's, you know, we hear there's a lot of, pardon my French, but BS opinions out there about all sorts of stuff on them internets. So why do we want to respect you guys' opinions? Besides that, you all look so wonderful tonight.
Well, I'll start this time because I ended last time.
Because I'm terrified of you, Miranda. Is that why?
I'm not about to tear anything, rip a strip off. No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, when we always talk about they, like, what is they? Will be internet. You know, I think that there's a lot of opinions out there. And I think that as humans, as educated individuals, you know, own mind thinking individuals, if you're watching this or if you found yourself on this podcast, then there's a reason why you found yourself on this podcast. And whatever advice or scenario or any shenanigans we verbalize during this interview, you can take it, leave it, love it, hate it, take it with a grain of salt. You can do whatever with it, really. But, you know, everybody comes to see what they're supposed to see for a reason, right? So just take it however we're going to take it. Mm-hmm. That's my
opinion. I love that girl. Man, Miranda, you're my girl. Yeah. You really are. Tosca, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking about this question now. I'm thinking, okay, it really... I don't think it's a good question. I don't. And for Miranda's reasons, I think that we all have our own brains. We're all smart people. And especially if you're the type of person that tunes into Spilling Ink, you are especially freaking smart. But, you know, like Costa Lee is a New York Times bestselling author. Catherine Hudson is an international bestselling author. Josie McCade, I don't know much about you, Josie. You're an amazing media librarian lady with great glasses.
It's the librarian lady,
the librarian lady that pimps out authors.
That's right. That's right.
We got to make sure we get the whole title in.
I will tell you though that these people are not bullshit. These are all really good people here. So, and none of us want to mislead anyone. We just want to help people. Ooh, and we have another, Zan, please save me with another question. Zan has another question. What have you found to be the worst aspect of working with a publicist, comma, specifically Mickey?
Uh-oh, off come the rose-colored glasses.
Interesting.
Can I answer this one? Because I want to kind of tag on to the last question, too. I mean, when you say, like, you know, what do you really get out of it? You know, well, since working with Mickey, I've had more magazine covers than I ever had before. If you Google me, you'll see more high-profile interviews than I ever had before.
And your photos are beautiful.
Well, he didn't take those, so... But the photos, yeah, that's a different thing. But no, I've got more high-quality stuff, more covers, you know, more, you know, great high-quality interviews and podcasts than I had even ever heard of. And so to the question of what is the worst part is when things are so busy around a release, and I have so many opportunities now that you have to start calling through and saying, okay, you know, and because you want to harvest every one. I mean, really, that's kind of how I look at it. It's like fishing, you know, I don't care what size the fish is, you know, I pull all this fish in, but every now and then, yeah, things get so crazy. It's like, okay, let's just pick, like, you know, kind of some of the ones that feel like the best ones for now. So.
Woo-hoo.
Dang. You know, it took a team of like 5 people to do that picture, that makeup, that hair, that everything. So,
That's a nice picture.
That's beautiful.
I'm speaking on behalf of that team of people. So, so that's, I would say that's the hard part. When there are so many opportunities and it's like, okay, I now need just a week or so to not do so much, you know, and that's hard. That's a hard decision to make, to actually like step back for just a little bit to work or concentrate or, you know, take some time with your family after a really busy season. So.
Well, and you know what? Those are really, really great points. And from somebody who has serious anxiety problems, and that's me. Anyone who watches this show knows that that's me. It is so overwhelming to be an author and a father and a husband, and also try to be a marketing expert for your books. So I think that yeah. having a friend on your side, even if it's a friend that you've hired, because that's really what Mickey is like, even mm-hmm. when you're working with him in a business relationship, because mm-hmm. he books authors for my other show. He is really like a friend. I mean, he yeah. is. Thank you, Zan. I love you too. And having a friend, it makes all the difference in the world, because it can take some of that weight off your shoulders and help you do what you need to do, even if sometimes you do want to curl up and do a little ball and say, oh my gosh, I can't do that. You know that they're out there and they're there for you, and they're going to help you through it.
So. Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Very much. I say one of the most difficult things with working with Mickey and is him not having the capability to clone himself and do more. Like, as you know, that like all these different compartments of being an author and what we want to do, how we grow, when we produce more content, there's so many parties involved, right? Creative Edge is just a piece of the pie for our team, right? When we are, you know, our little tribe, our little village, our team. I wish it could just be Mickey, clones of Mickey. It would just, I mean, probably overwhelming. Oh my God. I don't know if I could deal with like a dozen Mickeys. Holy.
Well, you know, my,
but,
and he's really efficient.
You know? He is. He's so efficient. So you want him to take on more responsibility because he gets stuff done for you and he puts mm-hmm. you in the right places at the right times. So you want him to take on more, but then again, that's just going to spread him too thin. So keep him where he's amazing at. And that's just, it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, and you know, he's kind of the publicist for the Raven. He sponsors the show, but he also helps me organize things, and he really helped me get off the ground with it. And my one complaint is he is, see, I am a very sit on the couch and watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine kind of guy. I like to relax. I like to chill. And with Mickey doesn't really have chill in him. So like I sent him an email.
No, he doesn't.
I sent him an email the other day. I was like, yep, you know, I'm taking a couple months off to get ready for season two of the show. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to have a list of guests and their dates and their times for you in, you know, 6.5 minutes. And I'm like, what? What are you doing? Let me relax. But no, he is so driven.
He's very driven. Yeah, he very much is.
I'm not a client, so I receive things from him from another direction. I get all the publicity and that kind of thing. Let's put it this way. I am an author, and when I get to the point I can afford a publicist, he would be who I would go with, for the simple fact, if I email him and say, Mickey, I did not get all of the details I need for this author or the promotion you want to put on my blog, my news site. I've gotten emails back from him at 2:00 in the morning. You know, my phone will ding and I'm like, of course, my heart goes, oh God, one of my children. And it's me. And I'm like, he sent me the items at 2:00 in the morning. So I'm assuming he goes to sleep.
No, but no, that he doesn't speaks sleep.
Highly of his work ethic and how his company gets things done. I see it from the other end. I mean, I'm not paid for anything. So, but getting those emails right back, usually within 24 hours, if I have a question or I need additional information, that really says something about that person.
Cool. And you provided
that as well, because when we do Spilling Ink scheduling, sometimes we do it in like month or two chunks. And like Mickey comes in and says, okay, I've got a client list. It's so easy to get all of the information we need right then and there, get the schedule done right then and not have to worry about it afterwards. Yeah. Whereas we've dealt with other people who you ask them specific information and they say, we'll get back to you, and they never do. And then a month or two later, they're like, why didn't you schedule my people? Well, yes. You didn't give us the information to do it. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Well,
that's like one of my, like as an author with a busy schedule and a busy writing schedule and a busy event schedule and 4 kids, my biggest pet peeve is when I send something off or do something and then I have to remember that later and chase them down and micromanage. Right. I already have to micromanage like 4 kids and, you know, a household and a giant German Shepherd and a fat black lab and a bunch of other stuff happening around here. I don't want to chase stuff down, and that I really appreciate. And that I've heard, you know, from people when I've gone to do interviews and things, as you know, how great that responsiveness is. You know, in fact, if there's a hang up getting my stuff to anybody, the hang up is me, because I'm behind and which is I'm really behind. So that's something I love.
But we're creatives. We can be chaotic and behind. That's why you have public.
The creativity thrives because it understands the structure of things. And I need a little bit of structure because my little squirrel brain goes, oh, what's that? And then I forget everything else that I was doing.
If it's not
on the calendar, it doesn't exist.
Yes. Shiny red ball syndrome.
Guess what? When you're pushing 50, like I turned 50 this year, my memory is going. I can tell that it is not the same. So there's something about this.
Wow, give it another 10 years.
But anyway, I remember stuff already, so...
Well, now, Josie, I'm going to back up just a minute here because Josie provided us with a great and very important segue here when she said that if she can ever afford a publicist. So that is, you know, no matter how many great, good, flowery things we can say about publicists, because I think that somewhere in everyone's brain, they know that, hey, having a publicist is a smart idea, just like having an agent is a good idea. But especially for indie and small press authors, most of us are freaking broke. So, I'll start with you, Catherine. How does this work? You know, how does hiring a publicist work? You know, are you paying a monthly fee? Do you pay per engagement? Tell me how this process works, and is it worth it in the end?
Yeah. All right. So, so I am paying on the monthly ceiling cap, so to speak. So which I was actually blown away by when I spoke to Minky and he told me that this was what existed and that this was what Creative Edge charges for all these services. So basically, so I don't go with the pay per service option, which is also an option as well. But I will never pay in a given month more than a certain amount.
Are we allowed to ask what that amount is? Did Mickey say if we can talk about those things?
Yeah. I guess he said everything is good. So I'll just, okay.
Oh, Tosca says no.
I don't know. I just renewed my contract and I thought that it was confidential. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, we won't ask that. But
post them on his website, because if they're publicly posted on the website,
yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So maybe ballpark.
Yeah, it's not public.
Okay. So ballpark figure, if I'm looking to hire a hypothetical publicist, am I paying, you know, a few hundred dollars a month? Am I paying $1,000 a month? You know, what am I doing here?
Few hundred dollars a month. I pay less than my phone bill.
Okay.
But I also have lots of things on my phone, so the best part about this though is that Mickey will set up, you know, so many phenomenal things for me any given month, and I don't get invoiced for them until these media opportunities have been completed and have gone through with them. So I get invoiced for them for the month in which they occur. and I can do 5 events, podcasts, radio shows, articles, what have you, anything that sets up for me, or 3 or 2 or however many come across in a month, and pay for what those are worth if they fall below this ceiling cap for price per month. Or Mickey can set me up with 50 things. I could handle it, but he could, and I would not ever pay over that monthly cap, which is fantastic. Unless there are a few things that are above and beyond, a little bit extra. Like I'm sticking my books in all the award show swag bags that are happening, like, starting next month. Gonna have Sleepwalk Feet, and who knows, yay, maybe somebody will pick it up and decide that it's pretty cool. So that, you know, stuff like that is a little bit extra, but for the most part, like, I was absolutely flabbergasted, I get to use that word, by the quality of media opportunities that Mickey has brought my way, and the amount and the frequency and the enthusiasm that he brings with them, the enthusiasm that these other people are bringing with them, right? So anyone who's running the vlogs and the interviews and the podcast, and everyone's so excited to be doing these things. And feel like I am, I feel like I'm really lucky and really getting a good deal on what I pay to have a publicist, and to have Mickey and Michael would pay more. Maybe I should say that, but it's absolutely worth it.
Don't listen, Mickey. Don't listen. Tosca,
yeah,
do you think
he's
that...
not watching?
Tosca, do you feel like having a publicist that you've hired translates to more book sales for you?
Yes, I do. And with that said, if the question is, what is, like, the price you're paying, you know, like, how is, if you're paying a lot of money for a publicist too, you know, and they're only getting you a few things, then that, those are expensive book sales that you're getting. I've hired publicists before that were really, really just, like, it was a stretch for me to be able to make those payments. I mean, so the one thing I love about Mickey is his pricing is very reasonable.
Very, okay.
And because I have, the reason why I haven't carried on with the publicists I've had in the past is because I couldn't afford to do it, for one thing. So yeah, it's nice to have, but you know, nice for like 2 or 3 months, you know, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Until I'm too senile to do anything else, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and
you've got that good relationship, you know, and it's, I don't know, I think the value is incredible, actually.
Okay.
Very much so, yeah.
Now, here's a question that I'd actually like to know the answer to this, because I don't know. Is a publicist someone that can help you find a literary agent, or is that not an area that they get into?
I don't think that's exact. I mean, I think it's possible that they could help you, you know, go in some directions.
Yeah.
Is it their specialty? Their specialty is media and stuff, but do they have connections? Well, connections are their entire business. So it's possible that they could help put you in touch.
Going back to my support earlier, when I mentioned, like, Mickey provides that support. So if that was something that I wanted and that I approached Mickey with, that I know that I'm not going to be, I'm not going to get a response with a door closed to my face going, no, I'm not about to help you. I'm going to get something. Okay, well, I may not have anything for you right now, but let's look into it together, or something. Like, you know, there's always an opportunity. You just need to ask him for it. And I guess that goes kind of with everything in life. If you want something, ask for it.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Katie, what kind of questions do you have for these ladies?
You've been asking all the good ones.
I know. I'm sorry. I've been in go mode all day with all this wedding stuff, and I'm like, I'm still going. I need to.
Well, I think as the audience who's going to be watching this, you know, whether they're watching now or watching later, they're going to want to know all the different aspects that we've touched on, you know, what it's like to work with them. What do they do? You know, kind of a cost benefit analysis. Is it going to equate to future sales? And if so, how does it work? And I like that we're getting a full, well-rounded opinion here. We're not getting the, you know, smoke up your ass of, yes, you hire a publicist and you're going to be a bestseller. No, they're going to get you the media outlets that can lead your book to getting more eyes on it, which can lead to more sales. So, you know, there's
exactly.
You still have to write a really, really great book.
You have to do some of that work with the publicist.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and I was, I was not approached by him, but I was having a conversation with another guy who does some publicity
work. It is a hard word to say.
It really is. He does works with those publishing things, and he told me that his cost was $3,000 a month, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's intense and not something I will ever be able to afford. But I think that his approach was that he's going to put you in front of enough big names that you get some, you know, some kind of fame rubs off on you or you meet the right connections. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like Creative Edge is more like a long-term thing helping you develop your career. Does that seem fairly accurate?
Very much so. Very much. Like they build blocks together. Like I remember when Mickey and I first started, he was like, here, you're going to do this and you're going to do this. And I was like, oh, I've never heard of these things before. And he said, it's okay. That's where you got to start because it's your first time on camera or it's your first writing your first blog post or something. Like it's your first time something and you don't do it very often. You know, he helps you build that. And then every single chapter or every single book you release, you're getting bigger medias, you're getting bigger contacts. And so, and with the affordability to it, it makes sense to for a long-term partnership. And it's wonderful because when you do the interviews and then you watch your, you know, the little graphs in your sales kind of spike up when that happens, you're like, get me!
Katie, were you going to say something?
I was just going to kind of tag on to that about, you know, these little media engagements you get to start off with that might not seem like much in the beginning. If you, let's say a year later, you Google yourself, that trail attached to your name gets longer and longer. And it's kind of like SEO for you. For your personal brand, you've got so many links that attach to you that you become more legitimate as people search for things that are close to you. You pop up in searches again.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that the Tosca, Catherine, and Miranda, all three of you have been on so many shows, so many indie talk shows and writing and publishing shows that I think that pretty much everyone I know personally knows who you guys are. And I think that that's a big part of the point of this is that everyone starts to know your name. And when they know your name, they recognize you. And that's the beginning of that brand recognition.
Seven times people have to see something before they recognize it. So
You know, and I thought of something else I wanted to ask you guys about. And I don't know if it's a question you'll be able to answer, but I know that at one point talking to Mickey, he was saying that when he interviews or talks to a prospective client, he's always asking about their expectations and trying to find out if they're realistic expectations for a publicist. So what is for a first time indie or small press author or anyone out there looking to work with a publicist, what are some realistic expectations or what are some unrealistic expectations for them?
Getting on Ellen is an unrealistic.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I tried so hard. Like, I'm talking immediate. Like, let's go back to building blocks. We're all building towards Ellen. Like, let's be real here. That's all of our goals. But you don't expect that walking in. Like, hey, I just published a book. Like, I'm ready. No, like you gotta start slow and practice. Like it's not easy going on this. And saying what you're going to say and make sure that it makes sense and make sure it sticks with your brand and you know, you jive well with everybody. It's a learning process. So
maybe that's what I'm doing wrong is I'm not making sense. I never make sense.
But that is your personal brand.
Yeah, it is.
That's part of
it.
You're right. It
fits real well, Jason.
My last live guest at the library this summer was a much older gentleman, and he wrote a nonfiction book about his mother's escape from communist Czechoslovakia, and it was fantastic. Very, very heavy stuff.
Yeah.
But you could tell he had a much different sense of humor than me, because I would be talking, he would just look over at me like, what the hell is wrong with this dude?
And there does that.
I think we've all
felt that.
That's
a great feeling.
100% done that. It is. You get like the cocked eyebrow.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's really tough to do.
Free zone.
Yeah.
You've got a good interviewer to do that. And Jason, you have developed into such an extraordinary interviewer. I mean, I've watched you since the beginning on Spilling Ink through now, and you amaze me.
Oh, thanks, honey. Yeah, you're really, really good. You are so sweet.
But it's true. You get people to open up and talk, and even the most nervous people who have come on our show before, he can get them laughing and calm and just go with the flow in no time.
Totally true.
Well, while I would love to talk just about me, but expectations, Miranda, that was a fantastic answer. Do the rest of you guys have anything to add to that? You know, what are good or bad expectations going into it?
I think it has to do with. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. We have. I'll go. I think that the biggest expectation, say, for other people to be aware of is that a good publicist, and a good publicist like Mickey, is not going to feed you bull just to make you feel better about yourself. and that is my favorite part about this, because I can put all of my trust in the fact that what Mickey tells me is going to be what needs to happen, what I shouldn't have done, what I need to do next, even when something that's goes completely beyond my comfort zone. And so going along with what Miranda said, like starting small and building up, Mickey has this uncanny know right away what you can do and like what the next step is from what you could do right now. And so he's always like building on top of that. So that expectation there is to, like, you're never going to be completely comfortable because there's no growth there. So when you have someone working with you the way Mickey works with me and hopefully everyone else, you're constantly being pushed into that next level. And, you know, our growth as authors to that next level of who we are within our branding and within, like, you know, whatever persona we cruise within that, that he's always going to be there pushing you through it to the next level. That completely went out of my head. I was so articulate. I know for a fact that when I was on local news talking about Deepwater Beat.
I saw that. That was
just
great.
A couple of weeks ago. And
amazing.
Thank you very much. If I had done that 4 months ago, before all the things that Mickey was able to set up with for me and all the other interviews and everything else that I had gotten practice doing, I would have fallen over on TV, which I did not do. and then favorite part, and sometimes my is that he's pushing me all the time, constantly. Mm-hmm. He knows where I can go, and he can see where I will be. Even when I'm like, I can't do this. I can't. Okay, and I can trust 100% that you know, he's not going to steer me in a wrong direction that won't fit, because that reflects poorly on him too. So it's that oh, words. I can write them. Speaking about them, it's that that give and take. You know,
Drakens. Drakens.
Symbiotic relationship. Yeah. Well, hey. that symbiotic relationship, partnership, working together. That, you know, we're both helping each other build up in what we're doing. And expect. When I started working with Mickey, other than the fact that I was like, yes, please, I want someone to handle all these things that I have no idea how to do. So let's go. I'm ready.
Let's go.
That's exactly what has happened and more beyond that. So there's my answer.
I like the fact that you talk about how he pushes you a little bit beyond your boundaries. And, you know, there's a little element of uncomfortableness in it because it does take pushing against that comfort zone in order for people to grow a little bit. And you know, even in public
speaking,
you're afraid of talking in front of an audience. Little things like doing shows like this. This is actually started as a way for me to get over public speaking. And the more you practice it, the better you get at it. And you're able to do more and you see what you have done and you learn that you can laugh at yourself for making a mistake and it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
totally.
You grow into this wonderful, beautiful person and your brand grows with you. So I like that.
Yeah. Well, and we're running a little bit long on time, but I want to kind of scroll this back to the beginning where we usually have everyone introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what they write. But since we already know who all of you are, could you tell us a little bit? We'll start with Miranda and kind of go Miranda, Tosca, Catherine, and Josie. Could you tell us a little bit about what you write or what's on the burner right now for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. So my third book of the Chin Up Tits Out series is coming out. Yay. It's taken me so long to write it. I'm so excited. Well, I'm done writing it. I just need to go through the editor's notes and she's so thorough and there's so many. So once I got that, then I'm good to go the publishing route and our stories through the publishing phase. And you can find everything, all the updates on MirandaO.com or on Instagram or Facebook at Facebook. Just like you, words. Can't say words.
Because then we can write.
Right?
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, or Facebook or Twitter, it's Miranda O or hashtag chin up tits out. You can find me. So that's all about me.
I love that. That is such an awesome
great title and everything.
You know, it takes me through life, my friends. It really does. And people are like, how did you do all what you do? And I'm like, I chin up and I tits out and I just do it. Like, I don't know. I put one foot. If I'm not going to do it, who else is going to do it is usually my answer. That was my baba. Holy. Funny.
Well, Tosca?
The question is, what do I have going on right now? Or?
Yeah, what are you writing? What's coming out? What's coming out? What do you want to talk about?
I'm not writing at this moment. I do not write every single day. I'm preparing for this release of A Single Light, which is the sequel to my most recent book that came out in January, The Line Between. So it's the second half of this duology. It's a apocalyptic duology. So I'm doing a lot of appearances and have a lot of stuff on the calendar, and that's taking a lot of my attention right now. But at the same time, I'm up for contract now. So I've got two proposals that I put a lot of time into writing and working on a few more kind of like secondary ideas as well. And that all just takes time, you know? So doing that and working with our TV team, our TV production team, because this duology is in development for television. So that's really fun. And I'm honored that they come to me with questions and I get to answer them and put everything off and procrastinate. That's way more fun to do than some other stuff. So So that's what's on my desk right now. And I'm still trying to catch up on emails from finishing this last book too, because that's how far behind I am.
It's amazing how fast those stinking emails add up, isn't it?
It's like playing whack-a-mole too, because it's like it took me like 6 months to answer this person, and then they write you back right away, and so there you are with the mallet trying to, like, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Catherine, tell us about your latest.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Latest just coming out? Latest about to come out?
You, whatever you want to tell us about.
Do what I'm doing. That's fine.
You've been talking about Sleepwater Beat a lot lately. So,
yeah, I sure have, because I mean that is my international bestseller, and it was the it was a finalist, a sci-fi finalist in the 2019 International Book Awards, which is very cool. And it is the first book in the Blue Helix series. Oh, hey, thank you. So I will be writing more books in that series, which is going to be very fun. Right now, I am working on an LGBT dark fantasy series that goes really like borderline horror, and it's set in the same universe as the Unclaimed trilogy.
Oh my God, what is it called?
That trilogy. It's really fun. That trilogy is a little lighter than I traditionally write, so it's not super dark. But the Vessel Broken series, which I'm writing now, is just really just in the deepest, darkest pits. I mean, the first chapter of book one opens with everyone dying except the main character. So
you can I'm really you can send that to me later tonight if you want.
Oh, wait, well, hey, you know, I'm going to wait till I finish it first. Then get your opinion.
Be patient, Jason.
No,
patient.
I don't have that.
Oh, yeah. He'll listen to you.
He won't.
Well, Josie, tell us what you're writing, because you said that you're also an indie author, right?
I am. I actually have 14 books out, and most of them are... I write cozy mystery, but the snark runs deep within me, so most of them have a lot of humor and snark.
I like it.
I also write a tea leaf reader mystery, and then I have a romantic comedy series out set in Wyoming, The Three Bears and their bear brothers. Yes, and so a lot of mine is very snarky. I also write nonfiction. I've been published in probably 300 articles in magazines, and then I write scripts for technical stuff that pays the bills. But it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Oh, are you frozen? Oh, there
she is. Do their blog and senior news editor for that.
That's awesome. No, sorry, you kind of froze up for a second there, so I just want to make sure I didn't lose
everything
you.
Kind of froze up. It's me. The snark is funny.
It's not us, it's you.
And any of my books can be found on Amazon and all of the basic things. And there's links to all of them from my website, which is josiemckay.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, Katie, what do you have coming out? I know you're working on your special project with J.E. Taylor. How's that coming along?
That's going very well. In fact, just to kind of pat Jason on the back again, last night I had one of those writer's block moments, and I just needed a little spark of inspiration. So I reached out to him, and I was like, I just need to know a few things. And he zeroed right in on the thing that I needed to hear. And I was able to do 2,000 words last night after talking.
That's amazing.
So, having somebody in your corner, whether it's the publicist or a friend who's an author who can just give you that one little spark you're missing, wonders. So, yeah, I'm 2,000 words ahead now.
That rocks.
That's amazing, awesome. Katie.
That rocks. Now, how do you call it? Is that like a dark fantasy? Is it urban fantasy? What do you call it?
See, now I would call it urban fantasy, but we're kind of veering into that thriller range.
Okay.
So I don't know if we would call it like paranormal thriller or just straight urban fantasy, but we've got a snarky cat and an escaped demon from hell fighting against the sun.
Wow.
So it's a real fun adventure, and it's set over three books. So book one is done. book two is being written and we've got the loose plot outline, you know, like I've told you before, I do to-do lists rather than outlines.
Of course. So
we're about midway through and I've got one more book to finish it.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And I've got my collection of short horror stories that will be releasing, I believe, January 16th, that putting the finishing touches on with the publisher now and kind of sending it out to some early reviewers and hoping for a good response. I really love the stories, so I'm excited. I haven't been this excited about a release in quite a while, so it should be a good time. We've all got cool stuff going on. It's
yeah.
Great. Yeah. Well, yes. Well, guys,
there's up.
Yeah. Oh, and this is Leah too. Also, she is pretty much the showrunner here. If you haven't noticed,
yeah. Still the show.
Well, guys, we are at the end of our time. We're actually a little bit over time, but we were having such a nice conversation and getting so much good info. I didn't want to cut you guys off. Mm-hmm. But so I want to thank you all for coming. Oh, she's ripping the headphones out of my ears. Thank you. Thank you so much to all of you for coming on tonight. Thank you so much, Creative Edge and Mickey, for putting this all together, because I think that you guys have answered some really important questions for people. And I think that listening to this, I think it's, if you can afford it, I would say that, man, it seems like a publicist is a pretty damn good idea.
Yep. So, do it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Send out the feelers and to get an idea of what Mickey could do for you. So check out his website, send him a message, and he will be able to guide you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 100%.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's definitely it for tonight, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you stop by next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.